1 Samuel chapter 16. And the Bible said, "The Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go, I will send thee to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons." And Samuel said, "How can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me." And the Lord said, "Take an heifer with thee, and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do. And thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee." And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, "Comest thou peaceably?" And he said, "Peaceably. I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice." And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass when they were come, they looked on Eliab and said, "Surely the Lord's anointed is before him." But the Lord said unto Samuel, "Look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, "Neither hath the Lord chosen this." Then Jesse made Shemaiah to pass by. And he said, "Neither hath the Lord chosen this." And again Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, "The Lord hath not chosen these." And Samuel said unto Jesse, "Are here all thy children?" And he said, "There remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep." And Samuel said unto Jesse, "Send and fetch him, for we'll not sit down till he come hither." And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, "Arise, anoint him, for this is he." Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Now you know the story here is a very familiar passage. And we see that King Saul had been disobedient to God. And God had spoke to Samuel, and he's telling Samuel. Now Samuel is tore up because of Saul's disobedience. Amen. It broke his heart that Saul was disobedient to God. Blatant disobedience to what God had told him to do. Not only once, but a couple of times. Samuel comes to Saul, and Saul comes running out. He said, "I've kept the commandment of the Lord. Done just what God said to do." And old Samuel pulls up there short. And he looks old Saul between the beak and the bill. And he says, "What meaneth then the bleating of the sheep in mine ears and the low oxen which I hear?" Amen. He said, "What's that I hear? If you utterly destroyed everything of the Amorites, just like you said you did, then why do I hear this bleating?" Amen. And the low and the oxen. He said, "Why can I hear that if you've done what you're supposed to do?" And Saul, of course, he makes his excuses. But I want to say, when we stand before God, we'll stand without excuse. Amen. We have to do that that's pleasing to God. And he shows on down here in chapter 15. And he tells him, said, "Listen, Saul, you can make all the excuses you want, but obedience is better than sacrifice." Amen. It's better just to obey God than to offer up sacrifices. Amen. Praise God. I tell you, if we just obey God, if we'll listen to him, praise the Lord, he'll help us in this journey called life to get to our destination. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm not looking for a place to get off. I've got in on this thing, and I'm headed for the promised land. Amen. I'm going to a place that's prepared for a prepared people, and I'm looking forward to the journey. Amen. The Lord's been good, and he'll continue to be good. Hey, he has to be, Brother Dean, because the Bible said that he changes not. Amen. And as I look at him in my life, I see that he is good. I can't find nothing bad about God. Pilate looked at Jesus and he said, "I find no fault in this man." Amen. I've been in this thing for a little while now, and I look at Jesus and I can't find nothing wrong with him. Amen. I can't find a thing wrong with my Lord Jesus Christ. He's altogether lovely. Amen. Everything about Him's good. He's never disappointed me. There's never been a day that He let me down. You know, preacher, you mean you prayed for stuff and the Lord's answered? No. Praise God, there's some things He told me that He just told me flat no.
Amen.
Amen. There's been times that the Lord just told me, He said, no, you don't need that. And that ain't the way that needs to be.
Amen.
Amen. I said, praise the Lord. I get down the road a little ways, and I'm a true Baptist. I'll go down, I'll pout a little bit, let my lip hang out. But in a little ways down the road, I realize, praise the Lord, I'm glad He didn't answer that.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad He knows what I need. Amen. So obedience is better than sacrifice. So the Bible says that they rock on here, and the Lord tells Samuel, He said, hey, quit your whining. He said, get up. He said, I've got a man that can be king of this nation. Amen. So I want you to go over, and I want you to anoint him. He said, verse 1 there, says, fill thine horn with oil and go, and I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. See, the Lord done picked him out the next king. Now, I want to say something right here. We worry and we fret about things that's going on around us. A whole lot of things we can't do nothing about. We can't change it not one whit by worrying about it. And I want to say this tonight. There's nothing that's ever taken God by surprise. There's nothing that's happening around us, praise God, tonight that's taken God by surprise. He knew it before the foundation of the world. Praise God. It's right there in His sight. He knows exactly what's taking place. Praise God. His sovereign hand, His will be done. Praise God. In all of it. He'll use nations as puppets to do His will. How do you know? Because He's done it before. And He'll do it again. Amen. So we see here playing out here. And He said, I'm going to anoint me a new king out of the sons of Jesse. Amen. And Samuel, now I can see his apprehension here. Because Samuel thinks, he said, now if Saul finds out I'm going to Bethlehem to anoint another king in his stead, in his place, he'll kill me. Huh? Yeah, I'd be scared too. I bet you, hey, listen, every time Samuel turned around from this point on, Saul had his eye on him. He wanted those blessings from the Lord. He wanted the Lord to keep blessing him. But the Lord had done withdrew His hand from Saul. He had done withdrew His hand from being king. Snatched the rug out from under him. He said, you're not going to do it the way I say, then you do it by yourself. Do it on your own. You know what? Sometimes I believe that's what God has to do to me and you. If we're not going to do things the way His book says, praise God, He said, well, you just go on and do it by yourself then. Sometimes we get in trouble like that because we won't want to listen to the Lord. Even though His word is sovereign, praise God, it's good, and it won't. Hey, His word will never do nothing to hurt you. Amen. All His word will ever do, praise God, is encourage you and help you. That we can be, praise God, the help to somebody else. But He told old King Saul, He said, hey, listen, this thing's done. You're done. He snatched the rug out from him. And he said, you go on down there. He said, how can I go? He said, Saul, here, now you kill me. And the Lord said, He said, you take a heifer with you. Now, you say, well, I that fellow told me one time, he said, well, I want you to look. God told Samuel to lie. He never done no such thing.
Yes,
amen? He said, you take you a heifer with you, and you go down to Bethlehem to offer sacrifice.
Amen.
That's what the man of God did. Amen.
Amen.
That's what he did. He took a heifer. He said, I want you to picture this. So Samuel said, all right, Lord, that's all right. I can do this. Amen? So he gets him a heifer. And can you see old Samuel's? He's driving that thing down the road. Got him a little old long King Hickory, praise God. And he gets that thing going down that road. And he's following it down through there. And I like this part of the story. He gets down there towards Bethlehem and somebody sees him coming down the road. Yeah, they see him coming down the road with that heifer in front of him, driving that thing down through there. And they go running back. And they say, that man of God's a coming. The man of God's a coming.
Yeah,
all the fellas, all the guys, they begin to get together and they say, what's going on here? Who called him? I didn't call him. But somebody had to call him. So no, he just showed up. He's come down the road and he's driving a heifer. I said, oh my goodness. Said, somebody's done something. He's come to offer sacrifice. Oh goodness. Said, Sam, we just need to come clean. Said, old man of God, he comes in. I can see him as he comes through the gate into Bethlehem. I can kind of vision this. I've been there. And man, I can see him as he drives down them little cobblestone streets down there to the place of sacrifice. Pulls up there. I can see a whole bunch of men, but Bethlehem, Brother Mike. I mean, I'm talking about the Bethlehem, the house of bread. Amen. Where the bread was. Amen. Where God would supply the bread. Where God would supply the blessings. Where God would always keep His promise. Where God would fulfill His promise. Praise God. He pulled up there, looks around. Every minute out of the woodwork here, he's coming. These fellas easing up there. They've done electric. I'm a spokesman. You know, all these Baptist organizations got them a spokesperson. Amen. You know that one that they said, yeah, we'll go with you. We got you back. And they march up through there with you. And about time you step out to open your mouth, they step back about 3 steps. Amen. Kind of like when they ask you for volunteers in the army. You know, all of you step forward. And then as soon as they catch you, everybody else steps back and leaves you up there by yourself. I can see in my mind's eye, they get up there and that little old fella get there in front of that man of God and he said, did you come peaceable? Amen. He said, are you coming peaceable? Is it peace in your heart? Old man of God, I mean, I just see him with a little smirk. He's kind of smirks to himself. He said, I could play with this. I could mess with them. But he can't do that because he's on a journey from God. He's a messenger from God. He's come for the purpose and he come with a plan. And he says, no. He said, I've come to offer sacrifice. Amen. And he said, where's Jesse? And now, of course, when he says that, everybody says, yeah, there's the one. We knew it. We knew it. We knew they was somebody's out of the will of God. Ain't that the way we do? Ain't that the way me and you would do it? Yep. Brother Dean, I told you that Bill Bryson done something. I told you he'd stir something up. Now the man of God's come down here and we're all going to get it. Amen. Power of God's come on this place. Amen. They was afraid of the man of God just like you ought to be afraid of God Almighty. Amen. They used to have a reverent fear of the man of God. They used to have a respect for the man of God. Amen. Amen. He was trying to glean off, praise God, the portals of glory and bring down a little heaven and pass it out. Amen. Trying to get us some help, praise God, from the throne of grace. Old Samuel said, hey, Jesse, I need to see you a minute, son. It's all right. Jesse goes over and he said, tell you what I need you to do. He said, I need to sanctify yourself and your boys. So I need you to be sanctified. I need you to be set aside. I need you to be clean. Amen. He said, I need you to be clean. He says, okay, man of God. He said, and the reason I need you to be clean is I want you to go up sacrifice with me. Can you imagine old Jesse? He said, man of God, that's more than I've ever done. I've never went up to offer sacrifice with the man of God. I've never been invited up to in the presence of the sacrifice before. He said, man of God, this is something. And he gives them to all them boys that's there. He said, boys, come here. Come here, boy. Come here. He said, son, this is serious stuff. This is serious stuff. So we're going into the presence of God Almighty. Amen. He said, if there's anything, boys, if there's anything that you've done, if there's anything that you've done that broke the heart of God, we need to confess it. We need to repent. We need to get it right now. Amen. We can't hold it back because, hey, this is serious stuff. Amen. Praise God. I won't tell you today, praise God, when we come into the presence of God, we come in, it's serious stuff. Amen. We're not a playing games when we come to church. We're not playing games here at the house of God. We come to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. Praise God and get in, praise God, into the throne of grace to see God high and lifted up. Amen. We've been seeing God in... glory, glory. Hey, we've been seeing Him in person. Praise God. Just show up on purpose. Just bless your heart. Hey, He may not be tiptoeing across your heart, but praise God, He's a moving in mine. Amen. Showing up on purpose because He can. Amen. He said, sanctify yourself. Come into my presence. Amen. Samuel said, boy, sanctify yourself. And he old Samuel gathered them up there, and I believe they kind of, he said, oh, I'm glad I can see old Jesse now. He said, boys, gather up here. Get them over in a huddle. He said, all right, boys, get down here with me. He said, we're not new to this. But boys, I've taught you from a youth up how to get a hold of God. I told you I wouldn't always be there with you. But to purify, he said, but to sanctify the Lord God in your heart and be ready always to give an answer to every man to ask you. Reason of the hope that's in her heart. And boys, it's time. God, boys, it's time to get real. It's time to get right with God. If there's ever been a time, if there's anything holding you boys back, keeping you from getting in and rejoicing in God, he said, now's the time to get rid of her. Amen. And I'd see him. He said, boys, let's pray. And if there's anything hindering you, hey, just let her go. Praise God. Put her on the throne of grace. Amen. Praise God. Mortify the deeds of the flesh. And let's go on with God.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I wonder what happened, Brother Jeff. We get down one more time to a place. We get down with our families. Landon, where you get down with Papa and you get, and Papa and you and Jeff, Papa get down and say, Lord, forgive me, Lord, for the times I've messed up. Help me, God, to do better. And I mean it from the depths of your soul. Say, Lord, get up with me in the morning. Direct my path all the days of my life. He said, sanctify yourselves. And then the Bible said, I like this part. Old Samuel said he sanctified them. Amen. I believe them boys got over and they was a-praying. Son, they was ringing the prayer bells of glory. Amen. It's not kind of like we do around here sometimes. Sometimes we get down, we get to begging and pleading God, knowing that we have a need, knowing our families are lost, going to hell, knowing there's somebody sick unto death, and we need God to intervene.
Amen.
Amen. I can see old Jesse and his sons gathered up around there. And boy, they're praying and weeping and crying out to God, confessing their sins and other thoughts that they've had and everything they can think of, praise God. They bring it to the throne of grace. And old Samuel died there praying. He just eases over there in the midst. And he just begins to circle around them. He said, oh God. Oh God. I mean, it's so deep and rooted in old man of God, he can't say nothing but, oh God. Oh God. When they get done, everybody, the old Jesse's just crying. The boys are crying. Samuel's are crying. Praise God. Glory be to God. They're raising hands. Can't say a word. Just waving the glory.
Amen.
And Samuel said, come here, boys. Come here, Jesse. Has you got everything all right with God? Everything ain't nothing in your heart. Ain't nothing in your heart that hinder you from coming face to face with God. Huh? You ever been there? You've been to a place in your life, in your heart, in your soul, praise God, where you wouldn't be afraid to come face to face with God? Boy, we ought to get there every day.
Amen.
Amen. You say, why, preacher? Because today we might see Jesus.
Amen.
Today, praise God, we might be in the presence of our Savior. We need to be ready. Amen. The Bible said, old Samuel sanctified him. He said, boy, is everything good? Everything good. And they said, yeah. So, boy, we've got it all under the way. Praise the Lord, we took it to the throne of grace. Amen. He said, well, good. That's a good thing. He said, Lord, God Almighty, I pray, Heavenly Father, you touch these. God, I pray, I'd like to see him just to get them around there, putting his arms around them. So, oh, God, just cleanse them and make them pure. Keep them, oh, God. And then he says, boys, well, I mean, they're rejoicing. They're having a time. I like getting in on that.
Amen.
You imagine being an old prophet. One of these days I will. Amen. I want to. Hey, I like the stories of Matthew and Mark and Luke and John. I appreciate all the boys. I appreciate old Paul. Paul's my hero. But boy, you know who I'd like to meet? who I'd like to sit down with. I'd like to sit down with old Elijah. And old Elisha. And I'd like to sit down with old Samuel and all those old prophets of old. Amen. I'd like to sit down, praise God, and just talk to them for about 1,000 years about how good God moved. Amen. How they seen God Almighty reach down and touch old sinners, praise God, to saving us all. Give direction, praise God, to those that were directionless. Old Samuel told me, he said, "Hey, fellas, I need you. I want you to come down and sacrifice with me." Amen. Praise the Lord. Boy, I can just see them as old Jesse steps off and them old boys, and boys, they just fall right in behind their daddy. Huh? Amen. Boy, I would to God that one of these days, praise God, we'd have some men in this church, praise God, that'd step out for God. I mean, right in our hearts, praise God, to march out for God, amen, without having to look back, see if where our children are. Old Jesse marched off, praise God, with confidence in God. I don't think he even looked back. Don't think he even looked back. And boys, I believe from the oldest to the youngest, praise God, fell in right behind him. And they started marching down to the sacrifice. And you see that? They pulled up out to the place where the heifer's standing. I don't believe old Samuel had to tie her up. I believe he took her down to her place of sacrifice. He said, "You stay right here." Amen. Hey, in Bible, the sacrifice, there's nowhere the Bible tells us anywhere where the sacrifice tried to run away. Amen. It gave itself freely. Amen. He goes down there, that sacrifice is there, and he gathers around. And he said, "I tell you what, Jesse," he said, I need to look at you boys. And he starts looking through these boys, and I got to look at this, and boy, bless my heart. Said the first one, he said, "It came past when they were come," verse 6. "They looked on Eliab and said, 'Surely the Lord's anointing is before him.'" He looked at Eliab and he said, "This is bound to be him." Now, if you look up Eliab's name, it means God is my father. Amen. And I believe old Jesse said, "Well, I need to see you boys." And he said, "Well, Eliab here, he's the eldest." And I can see old Eliab, man, he's head and shoulders above the rest. You know, kind of, we heard of another fella kind of like that. His name was Saul. It didn't work out too good for him either. But he said, Eliab, the old man of God, he said, "God is my father. It's got to be him." Amen. God says, "No." He said, "It's not him." He said, "Really?" He said, "Well," and then they come and brought another and through there. And the Bible says, Abinadab, he come through and he made him to pass before Samuel. And he said, "Neither hath the Lord chosen him." Now Abinadab, his name means father is generous, amen, or a father of generosity. He said, "Well, hey, if it's not the one that's just the father, then it's one that's generous, amen." He said, "Can't get no better than this. I mean, he's good looking men." But then they come on through there, and then finally Shemaiah comes through, and he said, "Well, this can't be him because that means ruin." And old Samuel just rocks on through here, and again Jesse made 7 of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, "The Lord hath not chosen these." He said, "The Lord ain't picked none of these fellas. Not a one of them. They look good to me." But God says, every one of them. He said, This ain't it. This ain't the one I come to choose." Why? Because God looks at man in a different way. The title of my message tonight is "The Inspection of Men." The inspection of men. In verse 7, the Bible says, "But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." Amen. The Lord looketh on the heart. When God inspects men, He looks at the heart. He said, I don't look at the outward appearance. He said, I don't look at their stature. Amen. He said, I don't look to see if they're tall. He said, I don't look to see if they're rich. I don't look to see if they're famous. I don't look to see if they're good looking. I don't look to see if they're real ugly. Because I don't look at the outward appearance. You know, if we ain't very careful tonight, we'll look at the outward appearance and we'll judge people by the outward appearance. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 that we judge ourselves lest we be judged. Amen? Amen? We need to check self first. Because God, we know where God's a looking. God's a looking at the heart.
Amen.
And not on the outward appearance. God's not looking to see how big we are or how small we are. God's looking to see how our heart is.
Amen?
Amen. So Samuel's here and he's looking these fellas over. And they're marching through there and he says, well, this could be him. The Lord said, wrong. It ain't him. And Jesse marched through all of his sons. And Samuel said, Jesse said, he's not here. He said, God hasn't chosen one of these. He said, have you got another? Have you got any more sons anywhere else? And Samuel said, man of God said, I got a little old scrappy boy up in the mountain attending to the sheep. And Samson said, well, send somebody to fetch him. He said, we'll not sit down till he's here. He said, this thing's not finished till I've seen them all. He said, God's not going to quit till he finds the one, praise God, that he's looking for. Amen. Glory be, when God sends out to seek, praise God, God will find. Ain't you glad God come to seek and to save? That was lost, praise God, and he ain't quit yet. He's still hunting down old sinners, praise God, and saving them, praise the Lord, in spite of the devil and in spite of our own flesh.
Amen.
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 So the Bible says a servant went running up there. He said, I can just see in my mind's eye. I know I got a vivid imagination. I can see old David, he's sitting up there, you know, and he's just singing just a singing top of his lungs. Amen. Just a singing to them sheep. Amen, little shepherd boy, looking out over the pastures, them sheep down there, and they're just as content, and they're chewing. Amen. Shepherd's watching over them. He done killed a bear and a lion with his bare hands. Amen, defend his sheep. Been a few of them that's went astray, that he's went out to go out with hook and crook, praise God, and pop them and bring them back. Had to put a few of them over his shoulders, pray God, and carry them back in and nurture them back to health. Amen. He'd been out there learning how to have a tender heart, a heart of compassion. And I can see that servant run up there. He comes up there. They said, what is it? What is it? Is it daddy? Is it my brother? What is it? What? Tell me, what's going on? Why would you run? Why you shout out of breath? What's happening? Oh, man. Jesse said, if you need to come down to the house, I'm going to stay and watch the sheep. He said, need you down there. The man of God's there. Samuel's down there. Wants to see you. David, boy, all of a sudden, you know, a little smile, smirk, and all that stuff's gone. He's like, what? What'd you say? Who's down there at daddy's house? He said, man of God's down there, Samuel. Wants to see you. They told me to come get you. I'm going to stay with sheep. You need to run home. I can see old David. As he heads down that mountain. He runs down that through that pasture. Hits that trail. Heading down to the place of sacrifice. And on his way, he's like, oh, goodness. He said, I've heard stories about stuff like this. I've heard about when the man of God come down with the sacrifice. I can see him as he comes. He's wondering. He's pondering. That little old boy comes high-stepping it down the mountain. You know, he gets down to town, edge of town, and he kicks it up a gear. He runs into the presence of where Daddy and them's at. I can see in my mind's eye. I know I got a vivid imagination, but I see old Samuel sitting there, and he's a-looking as old David's a-coming. He's eyeballing him. He said he's Rudy. Man, that means he's He's got red hair. Amen. Amen. Of a goodly complexion, good countenance. Amen. Had a good demeanor about him, even though he's hurried, he's worried, he's frightened, he don't know what's going on, but there was a countenance about him. Amen. He had an assurance to him. He had a countenance, praise God, that said, hey, look, you know, whatever it is, I'm up for it. Because David, as he come down that mountain, amen, he was coming, he said, that old servant boy said, you got to go, man of God's a calling for you. Samuel's down there. Amen. He said, he's on business from God. Oh, David, as he come down that mountain, he was a husband, he was hurrying, he was worried, but praise God, he was a praying. He said, oh, God, God, I've served you, I've been faithful to you. And oh God, I thank you for every opportunity, everything that you've done for me, every day that you've helped me, everything you've helped me to overcome. Lord, I thank you for it and I praise you for it. And Lord, I just want to go ahead and praise you today and give you a praise for what you're going to do even today. Lord, I want to praise you ahead of time. Praise God, because I know what you're able to do. I've seen you work in my life. I've seen you take care of a situation that I couldn't. Lord, I'm just praying, God, I'm just putting it in your hands. So when David, by the time he got to the gate, he had done sanctified himself to the Lord. Amen. Amen. He'd done got things right. He was ready to stand before the man of God. Amen. Can you see it? That man of God seen him a coming. He said, man, he seems a very big fella. But man, the way he walks, there's something about him. I mean, just barely see him. Look how the way he carries himself. He's a quiet confidence about that boy. There's some assurance in his step. I wonder if they told him what's going on here. Told him that the man of God's here offering sacrifice today. Because he sure looks confident. Amen. Looks like he knows what he's doing. Amen. His countenance. Amen. And as he comes on down through, praise God, that man of God's looking at him. I mean, he's weighing him up. But he said, no, wait a minute. All that looks good, but I wonder about his heart. I wonder about his heart. And I can see as old David pulls up there. Now, this ain't in the Bible. This is Jeffology. I can see as old David pulls up and he sees his father and he comes up and he says, Father, here I am. I come quick as I could, Father. Whatever you need me to do, Father. And he bows before his father in humble submission. Amen. And he kind of just acknowledges the man of God. And he turns to his father and says, here I am, Father. Here I am. Father, I'm right here. Whatever you want me to do, whatever you need from me, I'm ready to do. Even to the laying down my life, Father. That old man of God, he said he looked good coming down the road. He looked good the way he walked. Looked good the way he acted. His countenance was good. And boy, he's a good looking fella. A little red-headed fella, amen. Praise God, character. But boy, I like the way his heart looks. Hey, there's something about this boy's heart, praise God, that speaks out to me. Amen. You know what? It'd be good if every one of us, praise God, to have a heart, praise God, a love and compassion and care, praise God, to where it speak out to people. Amen. When God looks, He sees the heart. He don't look at our outward counts. He don't look to see if we're skinny or fat or dumb or ugly or none of those things. Praise God, He looks at our heart. Amen. Looks at our heart. God said, I'm looking at the heart. It don't matter what the outside. Because see, if we get the inside right, the inside will fix the outside. Amen. Amen. Hey, you say, well, preacher, you know, I heard a fellow say one time, he told me this. He said, well, preacher, I'll tell you one thing. Do you get your heart right, it ain't going to fix ugly. He was all time coming up some kind. I told him, I said, you know what? I said, if you got your heart right, it would fix more ugly than you know.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If we got our heart fixed right, praise God, it would fix more ugly than we'd ever know. But when God looks at us, He don't see this old flesh. Amen. He sees past that and He sees the heart. He knows, Brother Andrew, what we're trying to do. He knows the thought and intent of the heart. Amen. In other words, what we allow, what our thinking allows to go to our heart. And what our heart is saying to our thinking. Amen. He looked at old Samuel, looked at old David, and he seen his heart. He said, boy, what God looks at is his heart. He said, what I'm seeing here is a man of heart. Amen. I see old Samuel scratch his head, and he said, you know what? This little boy's got a heart after God. He's got a heart like God's. Amen. Well, I can. Hey, the Bible said the Spirit will bear witness. And he said, there's something bearing witness in my heart. There's something unique about this little boy. This fella go places. Because I can see his heart. And the Bible says old Samuel said, this is the one. Amen. And the Bible said he took that oil. Can you imagine? Old little David just standing there. He don't know what's going on. And he said, David, come here a minute, Landon. Come here a minute, Landon. He took David, and David standing just in humble submission. And the Lord, and old Samuel, he took out a bottle of the cruise oil, got it out, and he opened it up. And he said, I'm going to anoint you, David. And he took that oil, and he poured it on top of his head, and it began to run down, and run over little old David. And old David just stood there as a sacrifice for the slaughter. Didn't know what was going on. He thought, well, he'd done to old daddy. He said, daddy, if it's to the altar I go, then I'll go to the altar. Whatever you need me to do. Amen. And he poured that oil on him. And he said, David, I'm anointing you in the name of God to be the king of Israel. Can you imagine? That little old boy staring at what? He said, he's thinking, what? I'm not going to be a sacrifice. He said, you're going to be the king of Israel. When Saul is gone, you will take his place on the throne as king of Israel. You can sit down. Little David standing there before the man of God. And he was standing there steadfast. I mean, he wasn't shaking. Well, he was sure he was scared. He didn't know. But he had a confident faith in God.
Amen.
That whatever transpired, that God would still be God.
Amen.
Amen. He changeth not. David stood there with a bold confidence, was anointed. Amen. And he told him, he said, you're going to be the new king. You're going to be king of Israel. Amen. David took that in. And that's why he was standing there absorbing that, trying to get a hold on that. The Bible said the Holy Ghost of God. You think he had a heart after God before that? The Holy Ghost of God. It fell on him. And I can see old David. He looked at his daddy and said, hallelujah, daddy. Glory to God. So unworthy. I'm so unworthy. I'm so unworthy of the blessings of God. I don't deserve this. I'm just a little old shepherd boy. My job's tending your sheep, daddy. I don't deserve to be king. His little brothers are standing back there. What? Our little baby brother is going to be king of Israel? God has anointed him. Man of God said so. And David's standing there. I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. I'm just a shepherd boy. I don't deserve. Daddy comes over to an old Jesse. I believe Jesse's probably a pretty wise man. Pretty wise daddy. Put his arms around him and hugged him. Amen. That anointing oil still dripping from him. Jesse getting that on him. Glory be to God. I mean, he was getting it on him. Praise God. He said, son, I'm so proud of you. And as he hugs him up, he said, David says, daddy, why me? Why me, Daddy? Why me, Daddy? Why would God bless me so much, Daddy? And Jesse says, David, because God looks at your heart.
Amen.
Not who you are or your stature, but He looked at your heart. Don't you tell me that didn't go home with David that day. He never got over that. Amen. Praise the Lord. When God looks at men, when God judges men, when God inspects men, when God looks at me and you, He looks at our hearts. Amen. I want to ask you a question. How's your heart? How's your heart? I mean, really, how is your heart? Would you like to worship God? Would you like to come into the presence? Would you like to be able to just come boldly to the throne of grace to receive that power that I was talking about, that unlimited power we preached about Sunday before last? He said, you got to sanctify yourself to the Lord. Amen. Set yourself aside. Say, praise God. Make yourself available. Amen. Because when God looks for men and women to use, He looks at your heart. How's your heart tonight? Is your heart good? Amen. Or is there some things in there that's unresolved? Huh? Have you got any unresolved issues in your heart? Some things you need to bring to the Lord and say, Lord, I need help with this. Sanctify the Lord God in your heart and be ready always to give an answer to every man to ask you the reason, the hope that's in you, with meekness and fear. Say, the reason I am what I am is by the grace of God. Amen. Because I took something just like you've got. How can you have such joy? How can you have such hope? Because I took the same issues you've got to the throne of grace. Amen. Took them to the foot of Jesus, praise God, said, help me, I need help. Sanctify the Lord God in my heart. Set Him aside, made Him a place. I said, Lord, here it is. I'm yours. It's yours. God, help me to do with it what You'd have me to do with it. Amen. But what about you tonight? Have you sanctified your heart? Have you set aside your heart for God? Amen. So that He can pour out His blessings upon you. So that you can get that God's got for you. He said, sanctify the Lord God in your heart. That's how David done it. That's how David was a man after God's own heart. Because he set aside some things. Took care of some business. Amen. What about you now? As you stand with me, that's the message the Lord's laid on our hearts.